For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. And we will have our congregational quarterly business meeting directly following this service, so if you're able, your attendance is always appreciated. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what does evil spirits from God mean? And at the 5:00 service this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be bringing the message from the scriptures, Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 1 through 15, and the message is titled, God Has the Last Word. And next Sunday, December 20th, we plan on being together to celebrate the birth of Christ Jesus. So the Bethel Baptist Choir will perform the Christmas cantata, and Pastor Otero will bring a pertinent message titled Jesus' Name. So invite your friends and relatives and or whoever, all are welcome. There is a invitation card in your bulletin which you can pass out, and we have lots of them, and if you need more invitation cards, you can get them from one of the ushers. Please refer to the bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the regular insert for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Revelation 4:11. You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and by your will they are created and have their being. Our brother Victor Laurel now will be leading us singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 100, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you again for joining us in our fellowship. And why don't we open up our first hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, number 100. We'll sing the first and the last stanzas.
Glory to the new.
can sing our last hymn, number 231, Jesus Saves. And that's the whole message of the gospel, right? Jesus Saves. We'll sing the first and the last stanzas.
Before prayer, this is unusual, but I found a package of money right on the hall by the kitchen and din area. If it's yours, please let me know. It's right here. It's all cash, and was on the floor. All right. So let me know if it's your money, and otherwise I put it in the offering. All right. It's unusual, but that's good. Just drop more money, I find it. All right. Now, maybe you look in your pocket to put something and you don't have it. I don't want that to happen. So it's right here on the pulpit. All right? Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, like Isaiah the prophet, we stand in awe of your glory. Father, touch us with your burning presence and we will be made clean and whole. O God, our Creator, continue to build this household of faith into what you want us to be. We pray for our nation, America. Help us to find our way in the dark. Give us light. Give us wisdom to choose leaders who can see the light. Thank you for our government and for the political stability of our country, and we enjoy it. Give our president and his government wisdom from above as they make far-reaching decisions for the peaceful ruling of our country. We come together as your people, remembering those who are experiencing sickness or are in a state of recovery. And so we remember Ann Peretto, Donald McDowell, Joshua Yalday, Dwight Forsee, Maida Kahn, Jeff Swart, and his wife Mary as they deal with the situation in home. Myrna Jones, Pedro Apolinar, Mateo, Marcus, and Helen Grandson, thank you for the improvement in his life. And thank you for those angels who helped him. Bob Jones and give him strength. And Father, thank you that we have him with us today. Miriam Lacey is much better. Thank you, Father. Deborah Mills, who is with a terrible flu. And then I got the news today for Camille Bowne. And we pray that whatever happened, you be with her. We pray for our young people who are back from school in many areas, and now they will enjoy a break. So, Lord, we pray that you create in them wisdom to carry the tasks before them, willingness to accept the challenge of new studies and for some new environments so they can praise you at the end of the journey. We pray for our missionaries. We will always remember them, and we pray that they may have a boldness for their ministry. So we pray for Carol and Ruth Knott, for Eusebio and Marisa Perez, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, for Martha Ferretti, for Jose and Diane Avila, for the informed choices in three cities, Morgan Hill, San Martin, and Gilroy, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and for Fred and Carol Lewis, now Laura in Portland in the school. Oh, merciful Creator, whose hand is open wide to satisfy the needs of every living creature, make us ever thankful for thy loving providence, and grant that we may remember you on the account of the blessings you give us. And so, Father, we pray that we will be good stewards of thy abundance you gave us. So we pray simply, bless the offering and bless the giver in Jesus' a precious name. Amen. May we sit. Thank you.
Let us go and find the Savior. Let us go and worship Jesus. Let us go and spread the good news that Jesus Christ is born. Isaiah had foretold it.
Alleluia.
There will come a Savior.
Alleluia.
Son of God the Father.
Alleluia.
Born in Bethlehem.
Singing
Gloria, Gloria. Spread the good news that Jesus Christ is born.
We heard it from the angels.
Hallelujah.
Lighting up the heavens.
Hallelujah.
Go and find a baby.
Hallelujah.
Born in Bethlehem.
Singing Gloria, Gloria. Singing Gloria, Gloria. Singing Gloria. Singing Gloria, Gloria, glory to the newborn King. Let us go and find the Savior.
Let us go and worship Jesus.
Let us go and spread the good news that Jesus Christ is born. Shout glory in the highest. Hallelujah. Sing to Him your praises. Hallelujah. Worship Christ the Savior. Hallelujah. Born in Bethlehem.
Singing Gloria, Gloria.
Singing Gloria, Gloria. Singing Gloria, Gloria. Singing Gloria, Gloria. Glory to the newborn King. Gloria, 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 Gloria. Gloria, 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 glory to the newborn King.
Amen. Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Mark. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1078. We will be reading Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." And blessed is God's word. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the scriptures which you have made available to us in written form, those scriptures that speak to us. Your word is forever settled in heaven, and our confidence is solely in you. We're grateful to live in a time of the new and everlasting covenant, salvation through the shedding of the blood of the Lord Jesus when we come to believe. We're encouraged that this is still the day of salvation, and we're able to pray and speak to those remaining in unbelief that they might believe the gospel and live eternally. We love you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we'll always praise and thank you for such a great salvation. Sending the Lord Jesus Christ, who lived for us a life we couldn't live, and came willingly to pay the penalty for our sins at the cross. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge as he comes to bring the joyful news of Messiah. Bless us and also those listening on the radio and internet and CD that we may receive the word with gladness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.
right, your witness, I got the money out of my hand, so that goes to Mike, all right? And you do not claim it, so that goes to the general office. I'm gonna take this out. And I'm so glad you are here this morning. I just briefly want to tell you that we meet in the city hall here for some news, and it was more informative and about the city, what they want to do until the year 2035. But I had the opportunity to meet one of the most gentlemen, kind man, the senior planner here at City, John. And I talked to him before the meeting over and over and over, and he encouraged me to bring some drawings from this property. He said, there is no law that we cannot build here today. So he said, you want in a hurry to come in and present your ideas and paper, come to me, and I tell you, I correct it for you. And then you presented the paper formally, as we did in the other property, and proceed. And if I see, he said, that this is legally right, then I will let you do it. And then the council, you know, they had to meet and they approve, and the cities. And so who knows, maybe the Lord already did a complete picture of what the building will be, and now I have to do the drawing inside. And hopefully in January, I'm going to present it to him. So you pray, maybe the Lord is merciful and give us the opportunity to stay in the same location that we have been for 30 years, all right? Okay.